about to chime in on this. Go ahead, Toby, educate us on this.
Okay, I've been listening here, and you guys are talking about putting up new things and all this. There's a lot more to it that you don't understand. A lot of these groups, some of them have to pay a fee to be on the tower, is number one. Some of them have to have insurance. And also, to update repeaters, it takes a lot more money than you are anticipating. You have to have bigger coax, bigger antennas. That one over in Hackleburg, I don't know if they're going to see for a fee on that one. But I know, like, when Traverse City, 86 did their repeater upgrades, the where it's at is at TV 7 and 4 tower, and it cost them over $10,000, I think, because they had to do two feed lines, do two new antennas for one for 440 and one for 2 meter, and the guy to climb it had to be insured. Yeah, it's not as simple as you think. That's why it takes a while. You know, it's just, you know, certain things have to happen to fall in line. It took us, 3 years before we could even get this all done. So it's not as simple as you think, because some places are, now they're the only tower. They're going to start charging big bucks for some people to come on there. So there's a little bit more to it, KCAVSU.